active hospital disaster plan for the medical relief. The designed hospital staff should be responsible to activate the disaster plan, because the disaster plan will be only executed by the staff who are enrolled for it and who are tuned and tamed for it. The casualty department of the hospital, the administrative department of the hospital, the senior specialist, particularly orthopedic, radiologist, ENT surgeon, then is the general surgeon, general physician, should be ready at hand. The casualty department in charge should notify the key personnel, activate the emergency activities like use of portable X-ray, blood bank, laboratories, make the minor OT functioning so that if any patient abroad, adequate and timely and required medical help can be extended to them. Then it is very important to mobilize the resources to that particular site, which may be the nursing staff, which may be the different type of emergency drug, different type of IV line, tracheostomy tube, catheter, then IV drip, etc., along with the life-saving drug like injection tetanus, injection Dexona, adrenaline, renal lactate, etc. The matron or senior nursing staff on duty should prepare the ward for receiving the casualty. In any disaster, it is likely to get greater number of injured patients within small span of time. In order to accommodate this, there must be immediate provision of expansion of bed. That is why whenever the disaster strikes, you will see that hospital is occupied or full, not only with the hospital bed more and also the floor bed. The hospital will also extend beyond the boundaries and will extend to the local community hall, local schools, local sadi pandals, temples, etc., which can also become temporary shelter to provide medical help. Then the patient who do not require treatment are given first aid treatment and let them go. The patients who require severe treatment or aggressive treatment are transported to the hospital. The possibility of occupying the building in close proximity to the hospital, such as the schools and the colleges, may also be considered, and in this the role of district administration becomes very important, because it can activate the local panchayat, it can establish communication with them so that the doctors and nurses which are there at the scene can give the treatment with better asepsis, isolation and good patient-friendly environment. Then formulation of the command nucleus. The command nucleus should be formulated immediately and it should be near the casualty department. And in this, the role of hospital superintendent, the chief of nursing staff, hospital casualty officer, hospital ambulance, class 4 employees are very important. The role of hospital superintendent is responsible for dealing and commanding each staff to work as a team and giving the instruction. Therefore, here the principle of unity of command means all instruction given from the same person is followed. He appoints triage officer, medical controller to the ward. He strengthens his operation department and casualty department. He may give detail of the casualty to the surgeon so that the surgeon prepare the OT and give or extend the basic help. Therefore, the role of medical superintendent is to organize, coordinate, communicate and assign duties to different medical officers. The role of nursing staff is very important, because doctor cannot work alone. They require the help of staff nurses, and in this the role of matron, that is senior staff nurse, is very important, particularly in arranging ward, in arranging extra mattresses, making the toilet clean, then asking the hospital staff nurses to load the emergency drugs, to prepare themselves to handle the resuscitative care. The role of public relations department is also very important to handle the different crowd waiting outside the hospital, then patient relative wanting to know the health status of the patient, and also the different media person who also want to know the type of resuscitative care given in the hospital. So the role of public relations officer is very important to handle the different types of press wala, government agencies, NGOs, patient relative waiting outside the hospital to know about the well-being of the of their relatives admitted in that particular hospital. It is very important for the medical superintendent to appoint triage officer, then medical controller of the ward, then the controller of the casualty and operation theater. The role of medical superintendent becomes very important in this aspect. The clinical principles and management of casualty is the clinical principles deals with the admitting the patient, then identifying the patient according to the amount of the injury sustained, giving basic and advanced life support and definitive treatment of the different casualties with the individuals bear. The admission of the patient. Patients are admitted in the ward, particularly from the casualty to the different ward. The patient who are serious may be utilized in the ICU or admitted in the NICU. The patient who are less serious may be kept in the observation ward. The clinical services for the patient includes the different type of x-rays, pathological examinations, the different type of blood grouping, cross-matching and blood transfusion, and emergency treatment which should be ready at hand, which can be given in the casualty. Triage. This is done at the site and each department provides the proper resuscitative care and give the care according to the injury sustained by the patient. The most least attention is given to the person who is dead, because the person is already dead and you do not require any further treatment. Then the less degree of attention should be given to the person sustaining the minor injuries in the form of laceration, then sprain, then ligament tear, contused lacerated wound. But the person who are suffocating, have difficulty in breathing, then the crush injuries, skull injuries, the person who are bleeding from the nose or ear, means there is some amount of severity of the damage which the patient has sustained, and therefore this type of patient should be given active attention with active care. The priority should be given to the person who are critically and severely ill, and usually these patients are given the red tag. The red appearance itself signifies the priority given to the patient, because if the timely treatment is not given, the chances of survival will become less. Then the priority 2 are usually labeled with yellow tag. These require the possible resuscitation or early surgeries, and therefore these patients are categorized into the priority 2. The priority 3s are the patient with minor injuries like contused lacerated wound, superficial burn, or mild injuries, sprain, etc., and these are given red green tag, which is applied to the hands of the patient. Then the priority 4 is usually the patient who are dead. They do not require immediate treatment because these patients are already in the mortality state. Therefore, black tag is applied and the least priority should be given. But it is very important that these type of bodies should be properly segregated, separated and preserved so that it can be identified by the relatives and can be handed over. Sometimes the body are mutilated to such an extent that identification is not possible. In this case, DNA mapping as well as fingerprinting become very important to establish the identity of the patient, and so that the correct body can be handed in the hands of correct relative. The principles of the casualty is to give the basic life support, and in this the role of first aiders are very important. The response should be decisive, quick, calm and corrective. There should be look for airway, breathing and circulation, and therefore the airway can be maintained by opening the choke mouth, opening the nostril, giving mouth-to-mouth respiration. The circulation can be established by removing the too much tag which or the come or the too much obstruction, so that the circulation is established, or giving warm sponge. The hemorrhage can be controlled by applying pressure against the bone, then tying tourniquet, giving different type of resuscitative care. And after the primary treatment is given, the preparation of the transportation of the patient from the scene of the accident to the site of definitive treatment becomes important. Then the advanced life support. Advanced life support is a definitive treatment which is usually given to the patient after they reach the casualty, and it may be in the form of minor operative procedure like carrying out tracheostomy and establishing the airway, then passing the central line and making the cardiac status proper, then giving CPR, that is cardiopulmonary resuscitation, correcting ventricular tachycardia by use of automated external defibrillator which can give DC shock to correct the abnormal heart rhythm to normal. Then triage and the casualty flow of the patient. Usually the triage is done at the scene of disaster. Patients are transported from the scene to the hospital. Triage is again done in the casualty and resuscitative care is given. So if the patient is very serious, they are immediately transferred to the ICU. If the patient is treated in the casualty, it may require X-ray. If the X-ray do not show fracture, they may be discharged. If the patients are very severe with internal bleeding or internal damage, they are operated in the operation theater. From there, the patient are shifted to the ward. So this shows the different workflow that occur when the emergency patient is received in the hospital. Then the management of the specific problems of disaster is the clinical problem. The patient reporting themselves are not serious, since the seriously ill patients are still waiting at the site to get help. This is because this type of patient may be trapped within the debris, within the fallen house. They are not identified by the rescue team. So whatever type of cases that come to the hospital does not reflect the total casualty. The casualty may be far severe than that presentable scene. The initial patients reporting to the hospitals are usually the iceberg, because many patients are yet to come, and hospital staff should not get the wrong illusion about the extent of the casualty. The specific problem due to chemical leakage that has occurred in Bhopal really became more severe when the day came and one noticed the casualty in the form of death of the human being, death of the animal, patients lying on the bed, patient lying on the roof of the house because of the severe suffocation. The catastrophes may not be left for crisis, but it should be transported and accordingly plan and treatment can be given. Then the management problem is also very important in the casualty, because it requires the proper documentation of the injury, proper handing over of the dead bodies to the right relative. Then if the person is carrying the valuable ornament or identification material, which has to be preserved so that it helps in identifying the relative or getting identified by the relative, and accordingly the bodies, especially the dead bodies, can be handed over. Then it is also very important to manage the hospital casualty as a nucleus of all the activities to be carried on, and therefore one should not get wrong impression because of the lack of doctors available, lack of nursing staff, lack of emergency drugs, lack of resuscitative management, etc. And if required, they may take the help from the nearby hospital, nursing home, etc. Police documentation is very important, because many patients are brought dead, so police is informed about the dead, so that the challan is received and the person who are brought dead can be subjected to post-mortem and the cause of death established. It is also very important to establish the communication with the hospital to nearby towns, nearby cities, so that more and more help can be taken, more and more relatives can come to the disaster site, identify the patients and take them home. Therefore, proper establishment of the road, telecommunication, fax line, etc. is required. And for this, the wireless service available with the police and Thana is very important, because they are mainly the authorities maintaining law and order. The CMOs and medical superintendent both must know how to contact district health telephone authorities to ensure that their phone is in proper order. There is arrangement of additional phones to establish the connection. There should be provision of internet or email facilities for quick correspondence. Then friends and relatives, the anxious friends and relatives want to know about the health status of the individuals. Therefore, the hospital public relation officer role become very important to handle the sorrow, handle the anxiety of the patient and relative, and also manage the crowd. There is convergence effect, means crowd gathering at the hospital. They are curious to know what has happened, to what extent the people are dead, and news channels want to flash the news of the occurrence of the disaster into the leading newspaper to make it a public figure. Therefore, it is very important not only to handle friends and relatives, but also to handle the crowd. The crowd should be controlled to avoid the confusion and spread of rumors about the casualty. That is grapevine communication. It is also very important to involve the voluntary workers, self-help group, whose help may be taken by hospital administration as and when required. It is very important to maintain the patient property, particularly the belongings, money, watch, ornament, identity card, etc. And so that the patients are identified by the relative and hospital can establish the communication if the identity of the patient is established. The property should be kept in the proper case and with lot of security. Then the press and broadcasting service should be handled properly by medical superintendent or by the hospital public relation officer, who can explain the actual fact and relief activities which has been done and which is going on. Then in this, the ambulance service of the hospital also plays a crucial role. And ambulance service is like hospital on wheels. If there should be prompt ambulance driver with hospital medical team, that is doctors trained in giving basic and advanced life support. Then class 4 employees should be trained in giving first aid. Staff nurses should be trained in giving resuscitative drugs as well as resuscitative management. Then there should be provision of emergency light, and the x-rays should be properly operating. Operation theater should be in the functional state. Then the disposal of the dead should be done after the proper identification of the dead is done, handed over to the relative, that is right relative. If any bodies are to be preserved, they should be preserved at least for 7 days so that it prevents the further decomposition of the body. And later on, this type of bodies may be handed over to the police, or with the consent of the district administrative authorities, the bodies can be disposed of. Therefore, checklist of manpower, equipment and drug is to establish. The checklist of medical relief team is prepared. The hospital should have the adequate buffer stock of essential medicines like dressing, then hospital linen, then the IV lines, then IV fluid, emergency drugs, etc., which can be handled to the patient who actually need it. The rehearsal could be of many types. The pre-announced disaster preparedness involves the mock drill without moving the patient, use of safety alarm, celebration of fire safety week, then the ways and the route of evacuation of the patient in the case of mass disaster. The patient should be told how to listen to the fire alarm and lie down on the floor. If there is the chance of building collapse, they must be told about the alternative route of the escape, and they should follow the staircase. If the lift is not working, they should know how to establish fire extinguisher and automatic fire sprinkler system, which can bring the fire under calibration. And this is only possible if these machines are always calibrated and kept in the functioning status. Then the manual lift and carriers. The different methods of manual lift and carrier is cradle method, drag method, human crutch method, fireman lift method, pick on the back. Pick on the back is the most common. Then other method is the drag method or cradle method, which can be used to transport the patient from the scene to the ambulance and from the ambulance to the hospital. The different type of stretcher used in shifting the patient may be standard stretcher, that is furlay, then folding stretcher, then scoop type of stretcher, which is also known as orthopedic stretcher, trolley bed. Then different type of safety education which has to be told to the patient's relative, hospital staff, is how to use safety belt, what is the importance of using safety helmet, then the proper use of leather clothing and boots, then special precautionary measures and safety measures which may be exercised on the children, then do not drink and drive, the legal limit of permissible alcohol in the blood in the driving is 80 milligram per 100 ml of the blood. That is why you will see on Saturday night, especially in the young age group, police, especially the road traffic police, do the breath analyzer test to find out how many cases are there of the drunken people, so that the immediate care can be given. The use of the drugs such as barbiturate, amphetamine, hypnotics, cannabis may impair one's ability to drive safely, giving rise to the accident. Therefore, it is important to educate the drivers, especially the pilots, then the railway coach wagon drivers, not to become habituated of taking this drug, because this may hamper the safety and make them more accident prone. Broad outline of disaster management plan is to prepare yourself for disaster preparedness. Inform the disaster protocol officer. Immediately establish the communication. Release the disaster alert code. Then alert the institution nearby if it is a case of on-site emergency. Establish communication with the outside agency. Provide the proper mechanism for the transportation of the patient. Establish triage system. Devise good management to control the team as well as press. Identify the victim according to the nature of injuries and extent of injuries. Then segregate the injuries patient into priority 1, priority 2, priority 3, priority 4 according to the hand tag applied. Ensure that there is adequate and uninterrupted supply of life-saving drug, intravenous fluid, blood, dressing material, drainage tube, catheter, IV set, central line, oxygen supplies, instrument to perform tracheostomy, etc. Then the staff should be coordinated and motivated so that the prompt help is given by the staff, particularly the class 4 employees, then hospital nursing staff, medical student, etc. There should be proper identification and disposal of the dead bodies. There should be proper agency to handle the media, press and outside agencies, and there should be continuous monitoring of all these actions by hospital medical superintendent. Therefore, in summary, disaster means casualty which is of sudden or great misfortune. Disasters are multidimensional and relief efforts should be needed to establish as immediately as possible. The disaster can be man-made or disaster can be natural, and one of the common elements in disaster is the destructiveness, and all the disaster mitigation plan is aimed to avoid it. No disaster can be managed without the assistance from outside party, and outside party may be local district health organization, then it may be district health police, district wireless and communication officer, then it may be the Indian Red Cross Society, international agencies and national disaster mitigation team. The disaster activities are followed because of the written document which allow the individual to follow step by step, and this type of written document is known as disaster manuals or disaster preparedness manual. The clinical principles deals with admitting the patient, giving clinical service, and also the principle of treatment of the individuals in the casualty. The hospital should have adequate buffer stock of essential medicine so that no one dies because of the lack of the medical help. In this way, one becomes more mature, more competent to handle the emergency which can occur either in the hospital or outside the hospital, and the hospital create or get the great name and fame because of foresightness and because of the excellent work executed by them. I hope by reading this chapter it will enlighten you to handle the medical emergencies in a proper and coordinated manner. In this way it brings end to chapter 11. Thank you for being patient listener.